The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
A dental hygienist is doing something that is turning off the patients, the team, and the doctor. We're going to find out what that is in just a second. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow, and welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast.
Hey there, I'm Dr. David Maddow. Rich, great to be with you. I think that's correct. We'll make sure.
Whichever. Some point that way, some point that way, some point both ways.
Exactly right. Exactly. So thanks so much for being with us. Let's get right into it today. We have a fantastic question. Something we've never received anything like this, but you know something? We are the dental practice fixers, right? We will fix your practice.
I think people are finally realizing that it's okay to send us questions that are a little bit unusual. But I think this is a really important one today.
In fact, we encourage it. So here's the question. Okay, it just starts off, it just says, need advice with 3 exclamation points.
Oh, that's serious when it's 3 exclamation points.
I know, but 4 would be even worse, but this, so,
kind of like okay. A 3-dog night.
Okay, need advice. How do you handle a hygienist who has terrible, and terrible is in large caps, terrible breath? It smells so bad. It is to the point where staff members dread talking to her, and the doctor is very worried about patients having to smell it. I can't even read this question.
It's not funny.
It goes on. We did say something as nicely as we could, and her response was, how is that even possible? I always eat mints. We are at a loss. Help us.
Shouldn't be. Now, hold on. Did that get truncated? Are you sure she didn't say, I always eat minced garlic?
Old truncated question.
Truncated. But, you know, first of all, how can a registered dental hygienist RDH. Educated in oral hygiene, the causes of halitosis and all that stuff, think that eating mints is going to be the right treatment or prescription for chronic halitosis?
I think that's almost one reason to say that she's got a screw loose or something. Because anybody
that's your diagnosis?
I mean, anybody that would think that, especially like you're in healthcare, and it's like putting a Band-Aid on cancer. I mean, like, okay, so you have a problem and you're going to eat mints and that's going to take care of the problem. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
And apparently her breath is so bad that it's coming through the mints anyway.
But it's to the point where it sounds like nobody can stand being with her in the same room because that's how bad it smells. So can you imagine what the patients are thinking as they're having their teeth cleaned?
You know, it's funny. It's one of those things that I remember actually having this talk with my team way back when, and I kind of just said, look, you know, we're all humans. Everybody occasionally gets like a booger that shows, or like eye gook, or, you know, maybe somebody won't smell quite as good as you would like them. And, you know, we're working together here. We're working with patients. We're a team. And it's our job to tell a fellow team member or doctor if there's something like that going on. We have to promise not to be offended, but realize that this is for the best of the practice. And, you know, nobody is immune to that kind of stuff. Now, chronic halitosis, obviously, that's a different problem because it most likely is pointing at some kind of illness. But what I'm just saying in general is we can't be afraid to talk to our fellow team members about these little human things that happen that we just don't want to be seeing in our dental practices.
Well, I'll tell you something, Rich. I think we might be guilty.
Rich, because I have like a big tomato in my teeth right now.
Keep making fun of me. That's it. No, you know, without mentioning any names, we had a team member in the recent past who, let's face it, when we had a conference in the conference room or wherever we were, and we could smell bad breath, and I think you nor I confronted him and said, look, we have a big problem here.
I did talk to him about it.
You did talk to him?
I absolutely talked to him about it. But he gave an answer that I really – it was tough to have a comeback to. He said,
oh, I think I remember. He said
he was aware of the fact that he had bad breath, and he was seeing a periodontist, and getting some kind of treatment. I said, well, I don't think it's working.
He needs to switch periodontist.
Really? He needed a periodontist.
You and I are, since we're dental.
He had classic perio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And anybody in the dental field can recognize it.
Yeah, we're dental professionals. We could tell that it was perio. As opposed to, look, there could be it could be sinusitis. It could be a sinus. It could be a gastric reflux. There are many reasons. It could be that they just eat horrible food all the time. It could be decay. But you and I could tell it was classic perio. But
yep, classic. So isn't it ironic that foods that are really healthy, like onions and garlic, also can cause bad breath? It seems like unhealthy foods should cause it, but no, some healthy foods can.
Yeah, it should be something like, I don't know, like a box of Oreos. You eat a box of Oreos.
Exactly. But no, you smell great. You smell like Oreos. Who doesn't like that?
So let's get back to the hygienist then. Okay, okay. She has, it sounds like breath that nobody wants to be near her.
It sounds devastating.
Devastating is right. Devastating. What kind of advice can we give this office? What do they do?
Well, first of all, it sounds like they did approach her, which obviously is a great idea. But then you can't just let her brush off and say, that can't be true. I always admit. I mean, somebody has to have a serious conversation where they're saying, look, you've got a problem with chronic halitosis. We can all smell it. It's really bad. And let's all, you know, do the right thing and get to the bottom of this, right? I mean, a hygienist should know that if it's not from perio disease or smelly foods, there are some other things you mentioned, sinus problems, GI problems. Let's figure out what it is so we can take care of it. What is so hard about saying that?
I agree. Now, who is responsible? Who's the one that's going to be approaching her? Who would you recommend?
It could be anyone. I think it should be the doctor. I think it should be the person that signs the paycheck, so to speak. But
the doctor, or depending on the size of the office, the doctor, or if there's like a very high up position, like office manager who pretty much is in charge of all that stuff, that could do it. But coming from the doctor, coming from an actual health professional, somebody that got a degree, that's probably better. Because it sounds like this woman is kind of in denial. She's thinking that the mints are going to take care of it. And she has to be read the Riot Act, because she could be losing, not could be, they are losing patients, I guarantee it. And not only that, no team member or doctor wants to be hanging around in the same room with her. That's really, really a bad situation. Really bad.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm just thinking, like, are there people that just have bad breath and there's no actual cause? They just have bad breath?
No, there's got to be a
cause. I mean, it's not normal. Right. I mean,
there has to be a cause.
She could be in ketosis.
It could be a lot of different things. Yeah. That's exactly right. Exactly right. So she's got to get it fixed. She's got to go to a physician and get this. If it's not dental, if it's not dental related.
I'm just wondering who her hygienist is. If she sees the hygienist and dentist in her own practice, then they should know if it's dental or not. I mean, they should know if she has periodontal disease. They should know if she has a thick, gross coating on her tongue. All those things should be diagnosed right in the dental office.
Okay, so that's a great point. So first off, get her into that office for an appointment for another hygienist. I hope they have another hygienist to they got to take a close look. They got to probe every pocket. Six points around every single tooth.
If not seven. But it sounds like the main problem with this practice is they're afraid to confront her.
Yes.
They already did it once, maybe in kind of a casual way, and she brushed it off, and now they don't know what to do. So nobody likes confrontation, especially when it's about touchy subjects like this, but you got to do it. And in the end, the hygienist should be thankful that it was done.
Yeah. I'm going to agree. I mean, I don't even know what I can add to that. You can't tiptoe around it. A lot of people want to be so kind all the time and not walk on eggshells around everybody. But you know something? You got to say it, and you got to say the right words. You have horrible breath, woman.
But I think you can be kind about it. Say, we noticed a problem. We all, you know, really care about you, and we care about our patients, and this is something that we need to talk about. No need to be mean.
Well,
go up to her and say, hey, your breath stinks like freshly ground horse manure.
No, but not mean. But it can't be the kind of thing like, oh, your breath sometimes smells a little bit bad. No, your breath smells horrible.
And I think also, you know, coming from a point of concern, because we are concerned. So we're concerned about this, and it's really true.
And the best thing that'll come out of this whole thing is that if she does have some type of medical problem, We'll get it fixed. We'll get it fixed up. Everybody, it's a win-win. Everybody wins.
Win-win-win-win-win. But I also want to take this point to reiterate what I said kind of at the beginning of this question. I think it sounds kind of goofy, but I think it really is important to have at a team meeting, say, hey, look, if anybody has anything going on, you know, no matter what it is, spinach caught in your teeth, a booger in your nose, a stain on your shirt, you know, anything like that, let's all be adults about it and tell one another and make sure that we're not offended by that.
Wait a minute. Was that a musical reference that you just went over? Stain on my shirt. Isn't that a Squeeze song?
Yes. There's a stain on my notebook.
Oh, stain on my notebook. Stain on my notebook.
Right. Okay. How about a hole in your shoe? Is that a musical reference? You have a hole in your shoe?
It probably is, but I don't know it.
In My Shoe is a song by Traffic. Probably on their first album, I think. It might have been their first single. Hole in My Shoe. Very cool psychedelic song.
I don't know if I know that song.
Had a lot of sitar in it. It's cool.
Was that a Stevie Winwood or a pure Traffic song?
Traffic. I think from their first album. First or second album. I think they're first.
Love it.
Check it out.
Love it.
Great song.
Love it. Good one.
Yeah, someone has a hole in their shoe. But anything like that. Let's all realize that we're in this together.
Okay, so have we given an adequate answer? I think we're not going to beat a dead horse here, so to speak. I mean, I think, or a dead
horse. Yeah, we've given an adequate answer as long as they actually pay attention and fixer's advice.
But here's the question. Let's just say, for some reason, she doesn't take the advice. This can't be fixed. The breath is still devastating after a month. What do they do at that point?
I can just picture the unemployment hearing right now. Your Honor, I was fired due to bad breath. Oh, you're telling me?
Oh, yeah. Guilty. Guilty.
Guilty as charged.
Duly noted. I was, by the way, I don't know if I told, I was like at a Lyft ride not that long ago, and it was a shared Lyft, one of those
something
shared,
I will never do,
save a few bucks, you know, and I think the other passenger in the Lyft was an attorney. It's, every time somebody said something, her answer was duly noted.
What do you think it's like in my house every day?
Duly noted.
Right. Rich, in reference to dinner tonight.
Whereas.
Right. Okay, I think we understand half the words, you know.
I know. I think we answered that one. I think we did the best we could. The fixers, I think, answered. But
as the late Selva Matta would say, we're doing the best we can.
But please, we're going to keep it confidential, obviously, your name and your city and state. But please let us know the outcome of this. We'd love to know what happened with this, because it's a real tough one. And we hope we've given some type of help with this. So
let us sure know. Hope so.
Yeah.
Remember there was a practice where they had to always burn candles at the front desk?
Wait a minute. Where was that? I vaguely remember that.
Somebody that worked for us at the Matto Center came from this orthodontic office.
Yeah. Because somebody at the front desk had a horrible like flatulence problem,
yeah,
right?
Like chronic flatulence,
and
their solution was to burn candles.
Let me tell you something. All the time. Burning candles is not going to help in that situation. First of all, it's not going to mask the noise. You got to get like some kind of sound machine too, I think.
Right. They also had one of those white noise machines playing at all times. It was a crazy office.
Oh man, the fixers, the dental practice. We get involved with everything.
The kind of things we have to put up with.
Exactly. It's tough out there.
Okay. Hey, let's do our call of the week. But before that, real quickly, we've got a brand new educational product at the Matto Center due to so many people asking us about in-house membership plans. So we took a lot of time to research this. We know that you can pay some company a large monthly fee to administer the plan for you. But our coaches are experts at in-house membership plans. They've actually helped some of our client practices set them up. So we decided, why don't we make this information available to everyone? And we just published, it's called Membership Plan in a Box. You can do it yourself. And everything you need comes in this Membership Plan in a Box. Of course, all the administrative things, the whole, you know, marketing, how to have team meetings, how to explain it to your patients, exactly what you should include in your membership plan, how much to charge, all those things. But then also we take it the extra mile and include custom brochures for your practice and all kinds of really neat things. So we've got a $100 discount for people that are listening or watching the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. Just go to matto.com/plan, madow.com/PLAN. You'll see everything about it right on that site. It's just a fantastic product. And you can start your membership plan now.
I love it. I'm glad we didn't go with the original name that we thought of. This is much better. Originally, it wasn't going to be membership plan in a bottle.
We ran into some copyright issues with that.
Good stuff. So before we get into the call, real quickly, if you're brand new to us here, if this is the first time you're watching us or listening,
welcome.
Thanks so much for being with us. Then you probably have not heard yet about a way to save significant money, whatever it is, it's money, every single month, very, very, very easily by something you're doing anyway already. It's a real quick little change, and it's simply changing your credit card processing account, merchant account. And we recommend Fat Merchant. It's a company we've been working with, Rich, for 1 to 2 years now, something like that?
Over a year, definitely.
Well over a year. We use them at the Meadow Center to save money every month on our credit card processing. It's simple, simple, simple. And whether you save a couple hundred a month to a couple thousand a month, it's kind of a no-brainer. There's no reason not to do this. The way to find out more about this is simply to go to bit.ly/FatMad. And FatMad is spelled FATTMAD. If you're watching the video part, it's going to be right down there. It's bit.ly/FatMad, FATTMAD. Or even maybe easier, call them directly on this special phone number, 844-860-9951. However you do it, don't hesitate, because starting tomorrow or starting 2 days from now, you can be saving significant money every single month on something you're already doing. No brainer.
That phone number is special.
Very special.
All right, let's do the call.
Let's do it.
Can I help you?
Hi, Kayla. My family and I are looking for a new dentist.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, were you guys wanting to get in for your general checkup and cleaning?
Well, I'm thinking about it, but I wanted to ask you something. I started looking through some Yelp reviews, and although your office is pretty close, there were more than a couple people that were talking about a lot of upsell, like they come in for something, they get upsold. So I just want to make sure, do you guys try to upsell a lot? What's going on with that?
No, I mean, most of the time we'll just go over the recommended treatment for anybody that whatever the doctors recommend. But if people don't want to get scheduled, we definitely don't push them to get scheduled for anything they don't want to. But we will go over all treatment that is recommended.
Right. But no high pressure or anything like that?
No. Okay. We don't. I mean, if people don't want to schedule, then they definitely don't need to schedule.
Right.
We do have you sign a treatment plan saying that we went over the recommended treatment, but you're not obligated to ever have anything done.
Okay, great. I was just curious because it was like several people that were really commenting on that. So it was kind of like a red flag concern for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate that. I'm going to talk to my wife about this and we'll get back to you.
Awesome. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you something.
Go
the
ahead.
One thing she did not try to upsell you into was making an appointment.
Great point. No pressure there.
I liked her. She was really friendly. I liked when you said, I'm thinking about coming in. My family and I want to become patients. She was like, oh, perfect. That's great. That was really nice, I thought.
I thought she did a great job at that. And I thought the rest of the call was going to be fantastic. Yeah, she was better than most when it came to that part of it. Better than most.
Yep. Agreed.
Now, when I told her about the, I saw some Yelp reviews. It looked like more than just a couple people said that this kind of high pressure upsell. I don't think she handled that one very well.
I agree. And she kind of gave a weird response, like, oh, well, you know, we're going to tell you what you need, but we don't make you do it. It was kind of like the gist of what she said.
Yeah. It's all like, we've got a list of things we're going to share with you, but you don't have to do them. Just sign this form. Sign form and you'll be okay. You know?
Sign form.
So I'll tell you, I mean, shouldn't she have made it pretty clear that, hey, look, we are very thorough. When the doctor comes in and does an examination, he's very thorough and Yeah, he might find things that other offices don't find because we take our time and do a really thorough exam. So if we recommend something, we feel it's something that needs to be done, as opposed to, oh, yeah, he's going to recommend some things, but you know, if you don't want to do them, don't worry about them. It's not a big deal.
Yes, I agree. Now, I'm assuming that this is true, that this office did have a lot of Yelp reviews.
They did.
Said they're big upsellers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Now, as we know, as dentists and dental professionals, there are some practices that are guilty of upselling, but I would say chances are this is an office that does a really thorough diagnosis and presents excellent treatment. And the general public perceives that as upselling. Do you agree?
Okay, so if I was on your end and I hadn't read all the Yelp reviews, I would say chances are, because I actually love those kind of offices. Very,
right.
Very thorough.
Yeah, I didn't read the Yelp reviews. So.
But I will share this with you. There was one that caught my attention. It was somebody that came in. They had a night guard made. And then, like, at the next visit, and they were wearing the night guard. At the next visit, I guess the person, the hygienist or whoever it was, didn't really review the chart very carefully. And she said, oh, you need a night guard really badly. And he said, wait a minute, I just got one last month. And then she changed her angle. And she said, oh yeah, it looks like it's working very, very well for you. So
I'd like to recommend a spare. A spare, what's wrong with a spare?
I mean, I think it's, so that made me feel that they've got like a protocol. Everybody that walks through this door gets offered a night guard. That's what it sounded like to me. So I don't know. But I'd like to think they were just very thorough treatment, very thorough.
I'm going to say it's possible that that patient had wear facets, et cetera, and for some reason that hygienist wasn't aware they had a night guard. Maybe not that there's an excuse for not looking thoroughly at the chart, but for some reason I feel like defending this office because I've seen it so many times where people that do the right thing get accused of overselling when it's really the other practices aren't doing a good job.
And that puts dentists that are trying to do the right thing in a very, very tough situation. The ones that are doing the thorough periodontal examination and recommending scaling and root planing puts them in a very bad situation because, oh, I went to my other dentist who's like 95 years old. He said, oh, everything looks fine. Don't worry about your bad breath. It's fine.
The doctor said not to worry about it.
He didn't say not to pay. He just said not to worry.
Right. But bottom line was she didn't go for the appointment. And because of that, we cannot give this person a passing grade.
We have to give her an F, right?
Oh, so sad.
I know.
I hate to even use that letter. I'm going to say not a passing grade.
See, you're too kind. You're a very kind soul. I'd say flunk the hell out of her. That's what I say.
Carla, I'm going to give you a not passing grade.
Hey, great show today.
All right. Keep those questions coming. We'd love them. Send them to us at podcast@matto.com. We'd love to answer yours on the air.
And feel free to come to the Dental Place group on Facebook. And a lot of people are asking questions there. So any way you want to get a question to us, we appreciate it. We'll try our best to help you any way we can. Until next time, I am Dr. David Matto along with
Dr. Richard Matto. Thanks for being with us on the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. See you soon.